After the Ted Cruz win and Donald Trump's second-place finish in Iowa, the so-called establishment Republican presidential candidates are sensing an opportunity in New Hampshire. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on Cruz trying to capitalize on his Iowa win and Trump trying to regain his momentum.
Ted Cruz landed from his Iowa victory into a church packed with curious voters.
So what a victory last night.
Dozens of people were waiting for him, including Terry Schmidt from Merrimack, who was trying to decide whether to vote for Carly Fiorina or Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, we really like how he's demonstrated his devotion to the Constitution and his devotion to balancing the budget, to cutting the government.
Cruz delivers his remarks as if offering a sermon, impassioned, every word well chosen, all from memory, with big gestures, clenching his fist, sweeping his arm out across the crowd, presenting his campaign as a religious awakening.
Saying, Father God, please continue this awakening. Continue this spirit of revival. Awaken the body of Christ to pull us back from the abyss.
Cruz also answered a few questions. One woman asked if, like his hero, Ronald Reagan, he would negotiate a reduction in nuclear weapons with Russia.
Well, thank you for that question. And listen, from my perspective, I'm happy to sit down and negotiate with practically anybody. But the key is how you negotiate with our enemies. And what we've seen over the last 7 years is an illustration that weakness and appeasement doesn't work.
Cruz won Iowa, but Trump is the front runner in New Hampshire. At a press conference announcing his endorsement by former U.S. Senator Scott Brown, Trump defended his second-place finish to Cruz in Iowa.
I think that we did really well. I mean, you know, as far as that's concerned, I think the press, some of the press said I did fantastically well. Some of the press doesn't want to give it credit. I think that we did very well. I didn't expect to do so well.
Trump gets the big crowds. Thousands of people were waiting for him on covered tennis courts in Milford last night. Among them, Pat Gendron, an independent voter from Milford who likes Trump.
He is saying things that we like, and he seems to know what he's doing. He's had a, you know, business for many, many years, and I think that would be a good thing for our country right now, is somebody who has business, you know, experience.
Still, Gendron is not sure she'll vote for Trump. She's still considering other Republicans. If Cruz chooses every word, Trump rambles in non sequiturs. Last night, he spoke for more than an hour. Until now, he's relied mainly on media coverage to get his message across and has spent very little, $14 million, he says. But that's about to change as he tries to get out the vote here in New Hampshire and beyond.
I have spent less money than just about anybody else on the campaign. And I'm going to start spending a lot for two reasons, right? Number one, I don't want to take any chances. Number two, I feel guilty.
Trump never did say why he felt guilty about not spending more. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice in Nashua, New Hampshire.